Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. My name is Chancellor Carol Folt, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL. Dr. Cedric Bright says he is a dream maker. Through the Medical Education Development Program at the School of Medicine, he helps students realize their potential for becoming doctors. As the Associate Dean for Inclusive Excellence, he is a champion in the effort to diversify the student body, creating a wide pool of doctors more prepared to address the needs of North Carolinians.
Through the Medical Education Development Program, or MED, Dr. Bright has helped UNC become a national leader in motivating students from all backgrounds.
You come in the door thinking very simply, I just want to be a physician. But as you go along that pathway, you come to find there's so many more aspects of that that you can be involved in and positively impact not only yourself, but your community, your family, your state, and even the nation. In large part, because of this program, we have been able to be quite successful at graduating underrepresented minorities from our medical school, as well as rural students from our medical school and Native American. In fact, from 1984 to 2012, UNC Chapel Hill was number 6 in the nation in graduating African Americans and number 5 in graduating Native Americans from medical school. We benefit from our success, kind of a field of dreams phenomenon. If you build it, they will come. So the MED program builds the NIDUS. That NIDUS then recruits to a larger group. So we are definitely a benefactor of our own success. There are many ways that you could look at it. One way that we look at it is how many of our students end up practicing within the state. So when we look at our African-American physicians in the state, we may only make up 12% of all the physicians in the state. But of those that graduated from UNC, our MED participants are almost 55% of those physicians. When you look at the Native American population, we're almost 60% of those physicians that practice within this state. When you stop and you think about that economic impact of each one of those physicians and what they have, if the average physician in their private practice is making an economic engine of about $1 million, then you're talking about quite a substantial amount of money. So we really are proud that our students go out and serve in health professional shortage areas, they serve in rural areas, and they serve in many of our Tier 1 counties, which are some of our poorest counties and least resourced. That's where these students actually came from. That's how we identified them. But what's so important is they actually go back and give back to those communities for which they came. And that's how I believe the economic impact of the MED program is quite substantial.
Among the many attributes UNC has shown Dr. Bright, who is from North Carolina, is the teamwork that extends to all corners of his native state.
We always seem to have people that have hands that reach back to pull the next generation along. To me, that is the measure of what a good society and a good civilization is, that not only that when people succeed, they're always looking to pull somebody else along. I see that all the time in my people from North Carolina. Another aspect of what I love about our medical school is we have a very competitive environment, but we're also extremely collaborative. We're more of the adage, leave no one behind, than I'm going to do my best and step over you. We don't have a cutthroat environment. And to me, that is what helps make our medical school be so successful, and that we have the right type of competition that is all more about collaboration and success. That success of a whole is better than success of one. I encourage my students in the medical school to give back into the community. We have programs that reach back into our public school system and help to empower young men and women who come from low resource backgrounds to understand that their dreams should not be limited by the surroundings in which they view each day. And indeed, if they can see it, they can dream it and believe it, they can achieve it. And so we spend a lot of time helping motivate students to go beyond what they see in front of them. We spend time just educating students who are coming along of what medicine is all about and to give them the exposures that they may not normally get that will help ignite that spark within them to determine that they want to go into a health career.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on WCHL On Demand or visit unc.edu.